Time for community comment. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. Hi, I'm John McClurg, owner of Fire and Light Originals. Running a successful business in Humboldt County requires hard work, creativity, and constant innovation. Being successful in life requires the same. Let's work together and encourage our children to follow their dreams and make a difference in our community. By working together with our children in schools, it can be done. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment. I returned home New Year's Day from a Christmas holiday in Colorado with my wife's family. When I drove into my driveway, I noticed my mailbox had been torn down. Now, this mailbox was not an ordinary mailbox on a wooden post or pole. The box stand is a 6x16x16x8 concrete building block structure. The box was on an 18x18 stone slab mortared to the concrete structure with an anodized mailbox bolted to the structure with 4 3-inch bolts anchoring the box to the pillar. The New Year's Eve vandals had connected to the top of the box and pulled the mailbox and stone slab from the pillar. Needless to say, I was upset. Not only did I have to repair the damage, but I also had to make alternative arrangements to get my mail delivered. I filed a police report on the vandalism, but also recognized that the report would just become another incident where perpetrators paid no consequences. As a private citizen, you must be prepared to resolve issues like this and fix your own problems with your own resources. Government is of no help. Finding a guilty party was never going to happen with the damaged mailbox. Fortunately, I was able to repair the damage and replace the mailbox, but the incident still makes me mad. In this same neighborhood last summer, one of my neighbors had 3 tires on his pickup truck slashed. The tire slashing happened because my neighbor had moved his truck from in front of his house to a side street, and some interloper hooligans didn't like it. My neighbor assumed his truck would be safe 100 yards from his front door. It wasn't. Down the street just a couple of weeks ago, one of our neighbor's cars was broken into. The vandals broke out a window and helped themselves to the contents of the car. These 3 incidents highlight a community problem where private property is just one more thing up for grabs by individuals who represent a true criminal element in Humboldt County. Our community is pretty typical regarding these types of incidents. Home invasion robberies, car break-ins, general vandalism are things that we read about daily in the newspaper. When I first moved into the neighborhood I live in, I remember hearing that other areas in Eureka were pretty bad for acts of vandalism. I was told that I did not need to worry about the neighborhood because the vandals just didn't go there. I guess times have changed. Last week, I responded to a pre-election survey about potential political issues related to the upcoming county supervisors' elections. Needless to say, my number one priority is public safety. The other community issues are a distant second. I have long ago abandoned the idea that most people have a moral compass fixed on right and wrong. In an area where the underground drug economy drives the political futures, the time has come to abandon political correctness, a kumbaya rhetoric, and recognize that this ain't your dad's Humboldt County. This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio, Eureka.